And heading over to the land of green and white, talking with Jordan Christensen this morning, sitting in for Christy Sullivan. Jordan, good morning.
Morning, Bill.
I tell you what, our entire sports department is still buzzing about the Friday night victory with the Cowboys over Parker's Prairie. Nice work.
Thank you. That was fun. The boys played well, and they deserved to have that sort of game after how our season didn't start the way we wanted to. That was fun.
Absolutely. Well, what's happening this week? What's going on?
A busy week again this week. It's fall sports are really, really in the thick of it. Junior high football is at DGF today, both 7th and 8th grade. 7th is at 4:30 and 8th is at 5:30. Then 9th grade volleyball also goes to DGF, and they play at 5:30. It's a quadrangular. I think it's four different teams are all there at DGF for 9th grade volleyball. So if you want to see some cowboy, cowgirl action, you can go to DGF today and catch football and volleyball. Then today we play, or that tomorrow we play Clinton Graceville Beardsley in volleyball. So B squad is at 6, JV's at 6, and varsity is at 7:15. So big one for the cowgirls who are rolling right now. Thursday, cross country is at Holly at 4:30, and junior high football is at West Central Area at 4:30 with the 7th grade, and I believe 5:30 with the 8th grade. And then also on Thursday, we have Barnesville coming to town for volleyball. So B squad at 6, JV at 7, and varsity at 7:15. Again, that one should be, that cowgirl gym should be rocking for that one. That should be fun. And then Friday night, the football team travels to New York Mills at 7 p.m. That is a big one for the football boys. Again, New York Mills knocked us out of the playoffs last year, so that should be fun. And then Saturday morning, the junior high volleyball team has a tournament in Barnesville.
Boy, you weren't kidding. A busy week, busy week for sports over there in Breckenridge, and good luck to all the teams. Jordan, anything else you want to add before we wrap it up this morning?
Nope, nothing else. Thank you, Bill.
You bet. Talk next week, Jordan. Thank you much. That is Jordan Christensen sitting in for Christy Sullivan this morning, Breckenridge School News. We do this Mondays at 8:40. Brought to you by Greenquist Academy. It is time right now for Point of Law, and that is brought to you by your locally owned car wash, All Seasons Car Wash in West Wapton, home of the Ceramic Shine Car Wash.
Can you be arrested and searched for doing literally nothing? The court had an answer for that one in the case of the vexatious vagrant. I'm Curtis Howard with today's Point of Law.